invite you to enjoy Life. Life with Luigi, a new comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed. A year ago, when Luigi Basco left Italy to start his new life in America, he promised his mother that he would write her and tell her about his adventures. So now, we look over Luigi's shoulder as he writes another letter to Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, it's now almost 1 year I'm in America, and everything is new and exciting, like a traffic system they got here in Chicago. Streets is a full of people and cars. In our little town in Italy is also traffic. Streets is a full of people and the goats. I'm going to remember how every day a goat to run over somebody. Over here is a much safer. I'm in Chicago 1 year, and I'm going to never see anybody get a hit by a goat. Mamma mia, I explain to you traffic system in America. It is very simple. Here they have lights. Red lights mean the car is a stop, but people are go. Green light means the car is a go, people are stop. It's nice and simple. Only trouble is, Mamma Mia, in the middle, they got a yellow light. I'm here 1 year, still I don't know what is the meaning of yellow light. First, I think, is maybe to keep away mosquitoes. Then I'm a stand on the corner and a watch and a watch and a watch. And now I think I know. Yellow light is to mix up everybody and to give a cop enough time to hand out the ticket. Mamma mia, sometimes when I think about this traffic system, I think America is very good. But maybe it's safer for a man in Italy. Goats that don't have offenders. This reminds me of our countryman Pasquale, who has a spaghetti palace next door to my antique store, and who bring me to this country. He is still one thing I should marry, his fat daughter Rosa. Pasquale, he's got what they call here a single track mind. And Rosa, she's the super chief. Like this morning, my door opened and...
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
Luigi, my countryman, all the night long, I'm not sleeping because I'm worried about you. Just look under my eyes. What do you see?
Your nose.
No, no. What do you see on the top of my nose?
More nose.
Luigi, look under my eyes. You see deep, dark circles. That's from worrying about you. And you know why I'm worrying about you?
Why, Pasquale?
Because the trouble with you is you never go out. You in a store all the time. All the day long, you sit and read. You sit and you sit. You use your head too much.
Pasquale, reason I sit and read is because I'm studying the English language.
What's it good to study English when the only one you talk to is me and we talk Italian? Luigi, is it time you went out and meet other people? Why you shut yourself up? You like in a closet. You must go out and live and laugh and love.
How I do this, Pasquale?
Take out my daughter Rosa.
I'm back in the closet again.
All right, have it your way. I'm not going to bother you about marrying Rosa. I'm come here to tell you to go out and have a good time. That's good for your health.
Where do you think I should go, Pasquale?
Well, where all the tired businessmen go at night?
To bed.
No, they go to night to clubs.
They have a beds there?
Luigi, is a night to club, but not a Turkish baths.
Pasquale, I like it to go out and enjoy myself when I go to my first night club and do the things American people do. But it's no enjoyment to go out with your daughter Rosa.
No enjoyment to going out with a Rosa, eh? Luigi Basco, look at you. 5'4", curly hair, 2 different color eyes, big ears, a little nose, a crooked teeth, green coat, a belt in the back, sneakers.
Pasquale, Nicer talk, don't it change my mind.
Listen to your shrimp or your greenhorn or you. Nobody's gonna go out with you but a big dope. So why don't you go out with my Rosa?
Pasquale, Rosa is a very nice girl, but not for me.
Then who is it for you? You've been in America 1 year. You go out with a nobody. Why? Because no American girls go out with you.
That's not true. I never ask American girl.
Luigi, you couldn't get an American girl even if you were born an American and a girl is born in Italy.
I prove you wrong, Pasquale. I get American girl.
All right, my little man. I'm telling you what I do. I show you Pasquale's sport. If you get American girl to go out with you tonight, I pay check at a nightclub. But if you don't get a girl to go out with you tonight, you take out a Rosa.
Is it not fair, Pasquale?
Oh, little mouse is talking big. He's not so sure of himself.
Right? I'm sure of myself, Pasquale. I get American a girl and go out tonight, or my name is not Luigi Basco. What do you say to that?
Goodbye, Sam.
Hello, my teacher, Miss Spalding.
Hello, Mr. Luigi. What brings you to my classroom?
It's something I want to talk to you about. But first, here's an apple.
What a lovely red apple.
Miss Spalding, if I have my way, I bring you 10 apples every day. In 1 month, you have your own pushcart.
Mr. Luigi, it's nice of you to think of me that way.
Miss Spalding, I'm always think about you. I remember when I first started in your night school class. Somebody tells me how much little salary you make. You know, since that day, I'm coming to school with my own chalk.
Mr. Luigi, that wasn't necessary.
And remember last Christmas, the whole class chips in and buys you a fountain pen. And you found one extra present. Handkerchief.
That handkerchief was yours?
Out of my own pocket. I pay for it myself.
Mr. Luigi, that's very touching.
You got no idea how I feel about you. When I stand up in a night school and I'm a recite the Jack and a Jill went up at the hill, then I'm saying it to myself, Luigi, when are you and Mrs. Spalding going to make that trip?
I had no idea you felt this way.
You got no idea how I'm feeling. Remember when Schultz, that the stupid delicatessen man, he puts a tack on your chair and you sit on it? Believe me, Miss Spalding, the pain went right through my heart. Please, Miss Spalding, is there something I must know?
What is it?
Would a nice American girl like you go out with a poor Italian fellow like me?
Of course, Mr. Luigi. I wouldn't be an American if Columbus hadn't discovered this place.
Ha-ha! Pasquale is wrong. Tonight we go to nightclub.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Luigi, but I have another date for tonight.
Oh. Well, you sure you tell the truth? Maybe you think I can't afford it.
Not at all. In fact, the fellow I'm going out with tonight's very poor. He doesn't have a penny.
Oh, he's another school teacher.
No.
But it's important for me. I must get American a girl for tonight.
Why tonight?
Because of Pasquale. He's a say, I know can't get American a girl.
Now, Mr. Luigi, it's easy to know girls. Have you seen any American girls you like?
Sure, I see.
Well, then it's very simple. Why don't you call one of them up?
How?
Just use your phone book.
Thank you, my teacher, Miss Spalding. I do it. Mrs. Spalding says he uses the phone book. Sounds funny, but I use it. Chicago Telephone Directory. Classified. Let me see. Girls, I look under a G. Garbage disposal. Garment bags, gaskets, generators. Now I'm getting close. Girdles. Glass. Mamma mia, where's the girls? That's so funny. There's an old list for girls. Must be all out of town. I'll try the telephone book. Here's a lot of names. American telephone book must be full of good American names.
I look. Oh, Houlihan. Prisnatsky, Svensson, Horowitz, Bajinian, Chung Lu, Krausmeier.
Smith, that's a good. I think I look up nice American name. Mary Smith.
Huh. Let me see. Mary Smith. Mary Smith, Mary Smith, Mary Smith, Mary.
Must be a very popular girl to have her name in it so many times. And look at all the different addresses that she's got. Mamma mia, people can't get a place to live with this girl if she's got 100 apartments. Well, I think I call her up. I show Pasquale. I find American girl tonight. Hello, Mary Smith. This is Luigi Basco. Can you go out on a date with me tonight?
This is Mr. Smith. What did you say?
Well, I try another girl. I get a different American name. Jones. Betty Jones. That's a nice.
Hello?
Hello? Is this Miss Betty Jones?
Yeah, who's this?
This is a Luigi.
Oh, gee, Louie.
No, Luigi.
Oh, cut it, Louie. Why don't you get back?
I'm a never went.
Say, are you pulling my leg?
Oh, but telephone is not the possible.
Say, who is this anyway?
Luigi Basco.
You're not kidding.
No. It's a funny thing. In America, nobody says a goodbye. Well, it looks like a Pasquale's are going to win us a bet. I'm going to try one more girl. Oh, here's a nice name. Susie Brown. I try. Evan, stand at 41, please.
What number are you calling, please?
I'm not calling a number. I'm calling Susie Brown, Evan, stand at 41.
That's a suburban call. I'll have to connect you with the toll operator.
Phone company has two sizes. Toll operator and a small operator. Well, I guess a toll operator is for long distance. Listen, for Luigi Basco, maybe you got the medium-sized operator?
Your number is busy.
Mamma mia. Operator, are you busy?
What do you mean, sir?
Well, I'm going to a nightclub tonight. And I'd like to know if you like it to come with me.
I'm sorry. It's against the company rules.
Then you want to go?
I didn't say that. I just said it was against company rules.
Oh.
However, it's not against the company rules to be in front of the Wrigley building at 8 o'clock wearing red pumps, open toes, mesh stockings, 51 gauge, blue hat with brown feather, and I'll have on a scrumptious fur coat imitation I.J. Fox. The name's Peggy Marshak. Oh, shh, the supervisor's coming.
Okay.
Deposit another 5 cents, please. And how will I recognize you?
Well, that's gonna be hard. Wait. I know how you recognize me easy.
How?
I'm going to carry a balloon.
And now for the second act of Luigi Basco's adventures in Chicago, we turn to page 2 of his letter to his mother in Italy.
So now, Mamma Mia, I'm going to have it tonight, my first date with American girl. If you see me now, Mamma Mia, you think maybe your boy Luigi is crazy. Here it is a Sunday and I'm already take a bath. After bath, I pour on myself some special stuff I buy from a barber. It's very expensive. It costs me 10 cents a half a milk bottle. Now you can smell me all the way to Italy. Also, to make good impression, I'm going to dress up extra special. You should see my suit now. Looks brand new after I'm going to get through washing it. So now I'm going to tell Pasquale all about my date with American girl. Hello, Pasquale.
How do you like this? My eyes say it's a Luigi, but my nose, it don't believe in my eyes.
Now, stop making fun of me, Pasquale. I'm all dressed up for the night, the club.
Oh, Luigi, my son, I'm almost forgot. Are you all dressed up to take out my Rosa?
No, I'm going to take out a telephone operator.
Where you get her?
From a telephone company.
Must to be a new kind of service.
Pasquale, I'm not here to argue. Remember what you promised me. If I get a date to myself, you pay for the nightclub.
That's the matter. You're crazy. You think I'm going to lock her the barn when somebody's not going out with my horse?
But, Pasquale, this afternoon you promised me.
Then it was impossible for you to get a girl, or was it possible for me to keep a promise? Now, is it possible for you to get a girl? Is it impossible for me to keep a promise?
You mean you're not going to pay?
My friend, I give you my answer in two words. Impossible.
Pasquale, you think you're killing my good time, huh? Well, you won't. I'm going to use my own money. I'm going to take a girl tonight to the club. We eat, we drink, we dance, we go home in a taxi. And maybe even I buy her a flower.
Oh, how much money you got, little man?
$1.80.
$1.80, you big stupid. You couldn't, $1.80, eh? Sure, that's a fine. With all of that money, you can have a wonderful night. You can go any place, eat all you want.
You sure, Pasquale?
Well, I prove you. Here, look at my menu. Ham sandwich, 20 cents. Uh-huh. With a pickle, 20 cents. Uh-huh. With a potato chips, 20 cents. With a bread, 25 cents.
Pasquale, people eat during the daytime. Nighttime of food is sure to be cheaper.
Sure, that's right. So maybe a sandwich is only 15 cents. Or you order a whole dinner. In my restaurant, is 65 cents. In a night the club, is a night the rates, maybe 50 cents.
You think I can also order wine?
Sure, wine. I charge you 15 cents, and maybe they only charge a nickel.
Then I have enough to left for a taxi.
Sure.
That's right. Taxi is only 20 cents a mile. I go only half a mile is a 10 cents.
Sure. You see, Luigi, you take a girl out of tonight the club like a Chez Paris. You eat or you drink or you take a taxi, you still have a 40 cents left over. What are you going to do with so much money?
Let me see. I know. If I like a girl tomorrow night, I take her out again.
America, I love you. You like a papa to me.
Almost. Well, it's 5 minutes after eight. I wonder where is the girl. I'm standing here with my balloon. Maybe she's not to come. Oh! There's the girl with the red shoes, the black coat. Oh, Mr. Marshank. Here's me.
I beg your pardon.
I'm a fellow make a date with you. Luigi Basco. See the balloon?
Oh, brother.
No. Not as a brother. It's me, Luigi.
Well, it was a very pleasant evening. Goodbye.
Oh, but the lady. What about the date with the nightclub?
Where are you going to take me?
Nice, quiet place. Chez Paris.
Chez Paris? Oh, you must be really loaded. Appearances are certainly deceitful. Well, what have I got to lose? Okay, let's go.
Yes, right this way. I have a nice table for the... Hey, ain't you Luigi Basco? Remember me, Tony Manelli, Napoli. My father, fisherman.
Tony Manelli, that's right. You little boy, now you big head waiter. I'm happy to see you.
Please, Luigi, no kiss here.
Okay.
Hey, Luigi, I understand you're going with Pasquale's daughter, Rosa. Last time I see Rosa, she's a big, just like elephant. But this little girl, she look just like a chicken.
Don't worry. Rosa's still big like elephant. This chicken is somebody else.
Well, have a good time, Luigi. Fred, throw down front the special table. Well, good evening, miss. That's a nice fellow, Luigi.
Gee, Luigi, you certainly know the right people.
Well, you see, I know him since I'm a baby. My mother used to clean a fish for his father.
What about your father?
My father, there was a man. Every morning, winter, summer, snow, rain, he get up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
What for?
To wake up my mother to go to work. It's a bigger place, no?
Uh-huh.
Right this way, sir. Your table. May I have your hat?
It's no use you take. No fit to you anyway.
Oh, you're so continental. Excuse me while I go powder my nose. Order for me, will you, Luigi?
Here's your menu, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Waiter. I'm going to order a bigger meal. Now, let me see. First, we start with waiter. I think there's a mistake in your menu.
What's wrong?
It'll say here, ham sandwich, $2. Ain't the decimal point in the wrong place? Should've been 20 cents.
No, it's right, all right.
Olives. Olives are $1. Must be very expensive pits. Lemon chops are $4. Mister, you prepare something special for me?
Yes, yes. What would you like?
Ham sandwich for 20 cents.
Well, sir, you must be joking. Our cover charge is $4.
Then take away the tablecloth.
Well, while you're thinking it over, would you like to order a drink?
That's what I like.
Good, good. What'll it be?
2 glasses of water.
What can I do? I'll bring it. 2 glasses of water, 80 cents.
Mamma mia. Dr. Pasquale, he's to do this on a me purpose. Now, what am I going to do?
Oh, Luigi, I'm enjoying myself immensely. What did you order for us?
Nothing.
Oh, you're so considerate. You wouldn't order without me. Well, I know just what I want. Steak.
I was afraid of that. To let you go.
Go? We just came. And they have such a good floor show. Danny Thomas and the Flying Eucopus.
Listen to Peggy. Listen to Peggy, I must tell you the truth. The reason we go is because I ain't got no...
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello, hello. I see you celebrate. Well, sit down. We join you.
Pasquale, we're going. Pasquale, don't push.
Then stay. We all have a good time.
Let's stay, Luigi.
Oh, you here alone, Pasquale?
No, I'm here with my daughter Rosa, the two of us.
Waiter, 3 chairs.
Rosa, come here. Say hello to Luigi.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello. Hello, Rosa.
Say hello to the young lady.
Hello, young lady.
Hello, Rosa.
Anything else you want me to say, Papa?
No, shut up your face. Luigi, we're very happy to be your guest.
I'm glad somebody's happy.
Well, are we going to eat? I love the food. Luigi, you eat yet?
No, the food here is too rich.
I know just what you mean. Well, I'm order. Waiter.
Yes, sir.
Put this down. 2 shrimp cocktails, 2 vegetable soup, 2 chef salad, 2 T-bone steak, 2 mashed potatoes, 2 string of beans, 2 bottles of beer, 2 Boston cream pie, 2 cups of coffee, and 2 plates of ice cream.
Will that be all?
No, I'll have 2 of the same.
Luigi, that's the best supper I'm having in my life. A steak, a potatoes, a pie, a ice cream. What could have come after such a supper?
The electric chair.
Luigi, you're a wonderful host. I'm so full I could bust.
When?
Hey, Pasquale, I hope you and the Rose enjoyed the meal.
Very much, Tony. I'm sorry, Luigi don't eat because the man who pays the check, he should eat.
It's a good idea, Pasquale. You eat, you pay the check.
No, Luigi, I'm not going to take this pleasure away from you.
Please, force yourself, Pasquale.
No, it's no use. Tony, give Luigi the check.
Tony, I'm ashamed, but I must have told you that I
Luigi, don't know. Sit down. Huh? Pasquale. Your check.
I'm not going to pay. Luigi's going to pay.
Oh, no. You wait till you pay.
I die before I pay.
You wash the dish. No. First you pay.
What a cheap frame-up. All right, I pay, but I'm going to never come here again. The food is terrible. Huh, Rosa?
I'll have two of the same.
Oh, shut up, you pig.
Well, Tony, thank you.
Sit down, Luigi. Don't run away. I'm going to explain why I give Pasquale the check.
Why?
Well, 6 years ago, Pasquale bring me to Chicago. Uh-huh. He promised me big opportunity. What do you think is a big opportunity?
Don't have to tell me.
You're right, Rosa. 1 year, he make my life a miserable trying to marry me to Rosa. But tonight, I finally get even with him, and thanks to you, Luigi, my countryman.
You're welcome, Tony. But please, now we have to go.
No. Now you and your girlfriend sit down and eat.
Eat?
Yes, the food is on the house.
Thanks, Tony. But if it's the same to you, please put the food on the table.
All right, what are you going to have?
I'm going to let the Peggy order. Peggy, your favor, please.
Steak, potatoes, pie, ice cream, coffee, bread and butter.
Okay.
Oh, and Tony, one more thing.
What's that?
No water. Well, good night to Peggy.
Don't go, Luigi.
Is it this American custom? Standing in a hallway?
Yeah. But don't lean on the doorbell if you wake up all the neighbors.
Peggy, I'm going to tell you something. It's the first time tonight I'm going to go out to an American girl. Tell the truth. You know, have a good time, huh?
Oh, no, Luigi. I had a wonderful time.
You did? Uh-huh. I don't believe you.
Oh, yes. And do you know what I like about you, Luigi?
You like?
Yes. Every other feller I go out with, all they can think of is wrestling. You're different.
If you like, I study wrestling.
No! Luigi, I'm not doing anything Tuesday night. Maybe you're not doing anything Tuesday night.
So what? Means we both are not doing anything on Tuesday night.
No. It means we have a date.
Oh.
Good night.
Good night.
I said good night.
That's what I said.
Good night.
Good night. And so, Mamma Mia, I'm closing this letter to tell you everything that come out to good on my first date with American girl. But maybe you think I was act a little too fresh. I let the girl kiss me. Also, Mamma Mia, I must say, I'm a very grateful to Alexander Graham Bell for inventing a telephone operator. P.S., your loving son, Luigi, the little immigrant.
Listen next week at this time over most of these stations when Luigi Basco writes another letter to Mama Basco describing his adventures in America. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is written by Highcraft and Cy Howard and stars J. Carroll Nash as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Music is directed by Lynn Murray. Bob Lamont speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.